Live and local, Mark in the morning. It's 8:53. Let's see if I got Brad James on the phone now. You there, Brad?
I am, finally.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a little chat with us this morning. We're going to have a little chat about the Battle of the Border. It's the Maritime Women's Basketball Association coming to St. Stephen tomorrow and on Sunday.
Well, I'm the founder of the Maritime Women's Basketball Association, actually. Right. It started during the height of COVID in terms of we had a little bit of time on our hands, didn't we?
And, yes.
That was the Frankenstein that was created from time on hand. And then we're preparing for our third year of operation, and the regular season actually starts a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
We have seven teams in the league, four teams in New Brunswick, three in Nova Scotia. It's an elite level of women's basketball, pros, future pros, present day and past university players make up the rosters. And it's through 2 years, it's just been outstanding.
How were the teams chosen for the Battle of the Border?
Well, we have we originally wanted to have all seven teams come in, but there's a few limitations, obviously, with accommodations in St. Stephen, and
right.
I know that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
But we cut that down to the four teams in New Brunswick, and the three teams in Nova Scotia were actually supposed to have Battle at the Shore in Pictou this weekend, but they just couldn't make the logistics work. So the four New Brunswick teams, Miramichi Hurricanes, Fredericton Freeze, Port City Fog of St. John, and the Moncton Mystics will all be in St. Stephen starting tomorrow.
Well, that is exciting news. Now, when are the four games?
Well, we have two youth games tomorrow at St. Stephen High School at 10 and 11:30, two under-14 girls games.
Okay.
And then Moncton and Port City will play an MWBA game at 1:30, and then Fredericton Miramichi, and Miramichi is an expansion team this year, we will play at 3:30. And some of the cool things, I know the Battle at the Border is presented by McDonald's, and we have the three-point all three-pointers that are recorded this weekend, and we have some women that can let it fly. There will be donations to the local food bank, which is going to be tremendous because we have a lot of three-point specialists on all the teams that will be there. And we're also asking non-perishable goods, if you can find the time to bring some to the games, that would be great. And we're playing for the world's oldest basketball court cup. It's a bit of a mouthful, but we're excited about it. And we play on Sunday, so the losing teams will play in the consolation at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the championship game goes at 1:30 at St. Stephen High School on Sunday.
Yeah, now all the event is happening at St. Stephen High School. Ticket prices, let's talk about that.
Straight across the board, $5 at the door. There are four games on the women's side, so you can get a weekend pass for $15 and save five bones, and maybe put it towards the food bank as well. So whatever you want to do with your mathematical equation. So it's we always in the league, Mark, our leagues, our prices are family friendly. That's something that we want to do. And if anything that has surprised me with the MWBA is how many families are coming to the games in all centers. And that's what it's all about.
Now, the mayor's having a mayor social on Saturday as well. Can people go to that?
That's right. That's going to be for teams, presenting partners, like A&R Accountants, McDonald's, and Sim, and management and things like that, and special guests. So it's just something I think, and Tom Liston and his group from the world's oldest basketball court have just been incredible. Like, I cannot wait for St. Stephen to see what is going to happen to that oldest court. I know a lot of talk has been going on about it, but it's going to be a tourism mecca for basketball fans.
I know.
You know, our feet are just in the water type thing in this entire project. So that's always on the back of our mind as well.
Yeah, we can't wait to get that underway. Yeah,
absolutely. It's going to be tremendous. And basketball, you know, in terms of Hall of Fame and Canada Basketball Hall of Fame and just the interactive tourism mechanism that it's going to be. We're glad to play a small role in that and create some more awareness for that, for the league, for the town of St. Stephen. We love going to neutral site territories.
Yep.
And just for an opportunity that people may not get an opportunity to see us on a regular basis, just across the street and catch some games this weekend.
Now, Brad, can people just buy tickets right at the door, or do they have to get them in advance?
Yeah, no, right at the door. It's just it's a pretty simple process. As I mentioned, the two youth games prior are free, so you can go in and watch some future MWBA players and some future basketball in New Brunswick and St. Stephen High Spartan players and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're really looking forward to involving the youth in this. All children under 14, by the way, are admitted free to our games across the board, and that continues this weekend. So it's just, again, an opportunity to showcase the league and much more.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to have a little chat with us. It's going to be an awesome weekend at St. Stephen High School. It's the Battle of the Border. Can't wait.
Come on out and see the MWBA this weekend in St. Stephen. Battle at the Border presented by McDonald's. It's going to be a dandy.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Have a great day.
You too.